Amen. Grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you on this Sunday, the second Sunday in the season of Lent, as we gather as God's people to worship and praise the holy name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Don't really have any announcements for you other than to again remember that there is a spring tea gathering coming up on April the 9th. So please be aware of that, the ladies in particular. We also for all the deacons to remember that tomorrow night is our deacon meeting. So please be aware of that. It's good to see that everyone remembered that it was daylight savings time. Luckily, I was here a few hours before because I did not set my clock back, but I'm here, so amen.
Our scripture this morning is found in Philippians chapter 3, verses 17 through chapter 4, verse 1. Hear the word of God. Brethren, join in imitating me. And mark those who live as you have as an example to us. For many of whom I have often told you, and now tell you even with tears, live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is the belly, and their glory in their shame, with minds set on earthly things. But our commonwealth is in heaven, and from it we wait a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will change our lowly body to be like his glorious body, by the power of which enables him even to subject all things to himself. Therefore, my brethren, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved. This is the word of the Lord.
Where are you from? I used to hear that a lot when I first came to Philadelphia some 20 years ago. I'd be talking with someone at the train station that I had met or someone at the supermarket, and they would invariably ask, where are you from? Oh, I would say, I'm from Missouri, and they would respond, I knew you weren't from here. I could tell by your accent. Well, as I said, I've been in Philadelphia now for 20 years this year. Before then, I used to live 15 years in Atlanta, and so I've been many, many different places. Haven't been in my hometown, my home state, Missouri, for quite a while. And I suspect I probably lost a lot of my Missouri accent, but I haven't lost a lot of the Missouri that is inside of me, at least that part of southwest Missouri where I grew up. It is still very much a part of me. It still defines how I look at the world. It was the place that instilled values in me. I'm still very much a child of southwest Missouri. You can sometimes understand a lot about a person by knowing where they're from. You can understand something about the way they look at the world. You can understand something about the values that may have helped shape them. You may even know something about the food they prefer, all because you know where they are from. One of the things that makes our country special is that we have people from all over the world. Several summers ago, I was down at Independence Hall, and there was a class of naturalized citizens who were there, and they were people from all over the world. And I wanted to go interrupt their ceremony that they was having, just ask them where they were from. Where are you from? One of the things that makes our little congregation so special is the fact that we, too, have people from all over the world, people from every place in the globe. But what makes our little congregation even more special is that even though we may be from different parts of the world, we are all from the same place spiritually. All of us, you and me, all of us here together, we are from the same place. We are all from heaven. We are all citizens of heaven. We have all been born again. We have all been born from above. We've all been born of the Spirit. We are all citizens of heaven. That's what the Apostle Paul wants us to remember in our text this morning. When I think about being a citizen of heaven, of course, I tend to emphasize certain things. I tend to emphasize a place where we will all go after we die. When we leave this old world behind, we'll all go be with the Lord and we'll all be a citizen of heaven. But the Apostle Paul wants us to understand this morning that being a citizen of heaven is not so much about where we are going, but it's about where we are from. It's about the values that shape us. It's about the way we look at the world. It's about the way we live our lives. It's about where we are from. Paul, of course, knew a lot about citizenship. He himself was a Jew, but he was also a Roman citizen. And of course, Paul is writing in our text this morning to the little Christian community in the city of Philippi. Philippi was a Greek city in the far-flung region of the Roman Empire, but it was a city that was colonized by Rome. And when Rome would colonize a city, one of the things it would do is it would send Roman citizens to that city. Usually they were retired military because, you know, Rome didn't want retired soldiers being around in Rome. Maybe, you know, the possibility of causing trouble. So they'd get them out. They'd get them out into the empire and they'd send them to these far-flung cities like Philippi. And these Roman citizens, they would bring a piece of Rome with them when they went to these cities. They would bring Roman architecture. They would bring Roman jurisprudence. They would bring Roman organization. They would bring Roman cuisine and Roman arts. They would bring a little bit of Rome to the places where they went. So that anybody who would visit one of these cities like Philippi would experience the fact that things were being done in Philippi just like they were being done in Rome. But now Paul says that you and I are citizens of heaven. We are citizens of something far grander than any worldly empire. Paul reminds us that we are people who are called to establish a little bit of heaven here on earth so that things are done here, right here on earth, just as they are in heaven. Isn't that what we just got finished praying about in the Lord's Prayer? We pray that things will be done here on earth just as they are in heaven. But we were praying about all of us. We were praying that we would be good citizens of heaven down here right now. Because being a citizen of heaven is not just about where we're going, but it's about where we're from. I was watching the news a couple of days ago about the Winter Olympics. It reminded me how powerful and important symbols are. But there was a young Russian man who had won a bronze medal in one of the gymnastic competitions. The gold medal was actually won by a Ukrainian, a young man from the Ukraine. But on the platform where they were given their medals, the young man from Russia was not allowed to exhibit the Russian flag because it had been banned because of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. So instead, this young Russian man, taped a Z on the front of his his jersey, the symbol Z. The symbol Z, of course, is a symbol that the Russians painted on the military vehicles prior to their invasion of Ukraine. And it's come to symbolize support for the war. But this young man from Russia wanted everyone to know where he was from. He couldn't exhibit the flag, but he wanted everyone to know where he was from, that he was from Russia. He wanted everyone to know that he supported the war. This is where I am from. As citizens of heaven, we too have a symbol that sums up who we are. It's the symbol of the cross. It's not something that we need to tape to our chest. It's not something that we wear around our neck. It's not something that we have tattooed on our backs. It's not something we need to smear on our foreheads, though we do that on Ash Wednesday. But the cross is something that is manifested in the very ways that we live our lives. It's something that is manifested in what we do. It reveals the values that we live by. It reveals how we live our lives, so that when someone sees us, they invariably ask us, where are you from? You are not from here, are you? You're not from around these parts. Where are you from? You're not from down here. I can tell by the way you walk. I can tell by the way you talk. I can tell by the very ways you live your life. You're not from here. Where are you from? You see, down here we do things a certain way. Down here, we've stopped having any kind of shame. Down here, we live only for ourselves. We believe in only what we can see and measure and quantify. Down here, we have made our bellies into our God. We are constantly grasping and consuming, trying to indulge our every desire, no matter how disordered those desires might be. Down here, we've stopped believing in any kind of sacrifice whatsoever. We don't like to have any kind of sacrifice imposed upon us. Even the prospect of having to pay a little bit more for gas in order to support victims of war upsets us. We don't like that kind of thing down here. Down here, we've made our individual freedom the end-all, be-all. All we care about is our freedom to do anything we want. Down here, we believe in violence. We believe that violence is redemptive. We believe that violence is what can save us. Down here, we believe that greatness is about lording over other people. But you Christ followers, you people of the cross, you live completely differently. You live humbly and simply and lovingly. You're not from around here. Where are you from? Of course, we are. As we said, we are from heaven. We are citizens of heaven. We have heaven all over us. We have God's Spirit all over us, or at least we should. We should live in a way that is distinctive, live in a way that is different from the world around us. We've all heard that old adage that a person is so heavenly minded that they're no worldly good. And I used to say that all the time. Christians who are so constantly heavenly minded that they're no worldly good. They're only concerned about what happens to them after they die, no concern about the world at all. But that's not what Paul wants us to understand. That's not what it means to be a citizen of heaven. To be a citizen of heaven is to be the salt of the earth. To be a citizen of heaven is to be the light of the world. To be a citizen of heaven is to bring a little bit of heaven right down here. To bring God's ways of love and justice and compassion and mercy here in the midst of this world. We may be tempted to believe that we can be dual citizens, that we can be both in the world and of the world at the same time, that we can do things the way that the world does, and we may be tempted to believe that we can put our faith and trust in earthly messiahs. We may be tempted to believe that we can put our faith and trust in earthly ways of doing politics. We may be tempted to believe that we can go about our lives, living our lives as if there is no distinction between ourselves and the world around us. But the Apostle Paul reminds us that that is the way that leads to destruction. You and I are called to live differently. You and I are called to be different. You and I are called to be animated by a different kind of spirit other than the spirits of the world. You and I are the people who have heaven all over us because that is where we are from. We are from heaven. We are people of heaven, people of the kingdom, of God's coming kingdom. And that's why Paul says for us to imitate him as he himself imitates Christ, to imitate the way of Christ, to imitate the way of God in the world, the way of the cross, the way of self-giving love. Lent is always a good time for us to think about that. It's always a good time for us to think about what it means to be a citizen of heaven, particularly in this day and age when so much turns on citizenship, when so much turns on identity, when so much turns on who we are, who we're supposed to be, when so many people are being identified as either citizens or non-citizens, where refugees are forced sometimes to transgress borders, national borders, when we seem to have a recrudescence of nationalism, when we need to remember what it means to be a citizen of heaven. I've always liked that conversation that Jesus has with Pilate on Good Friday, Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor. Pilate represents worldly power. He represents the Roman Empire. And he wants to know if Jesus is a king, king of the Jews, or are you a king? And Jesus says, my kingdom is not of this world. I think it's better translated, my kingdom is not from the world. And I always thought that Jesus was talking about up there somewhere, that his kingdom was up there in heaven, that that's what he was talking about. But Jesus was not talking about up there in heaven. He was talking about me. He was talking about you. He was talking about all of us. He was saying, my kingdom is from heaven. My kingdom is here, but it's not from the world. It doesn't do things the way the world does. If my kingdom was from the world, they'd be using violence right now. If my kingdom was from the world, they'd be doing the way the world does it. But my kingdom is not from the world. My people are not from the world. My people do things totally different. And isn't that the way The Bible tells us that when God wants to change the world, God doesn't call in the tanks. He doesn't call in the battalions. He doesn't want to know how many infantry we might have. When God wants to change the world, he calls in the meek and the humble and the poor in spirit and the peacemakers. Where are you from? Where are you from this morning? Are you from heaven? Is it the power of heaven that blows through your hearts? Is it the power of heaven that shapes your mind and your imagination? Is it the power of heaven that shapes your values? Or have you got comfortable with the way that the world does things so that we have forgotten who we are? Where are you from? Who are you? Lent reminds us that we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. It reminds us who we are. It reminds us that we are in the world, but we are not of the world. It reminds us that we belong to the kingdom of God. And it's that kingdom that we are called to live into even now in the midst of this world. Where are you from? Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you on this day that you have called us to be your people. We are all resident aliens. We are all people who are here in the midst of this world to bear witness to who you are, to bring your light and love and justice and peace to this world. Help us, Lord, as we make our way to the cross in this season of Lent. Help us to hear what we need to hear, that to belong to you, that to be a citizen of heaven is not just about where we are going, but it's also about where we're from. It's about who we are. It's about what we are called to be in the midst of this world. And we ask these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.